BBC News with Julie Candler. Officials in Germany have fined the carmaker Porsche, part of the Volkswagen Group, nearly $600 million over the diesel emissions scandal. Public prosecutors said Porsche had been negligent from 2009 in ensuring nitrogen oxide emissions did not breach regulations. Georgia has become the sixth U.S. state to ban abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, a state at which the mother may still not be aware that she's pregnant. Civil rights groups say the new law runs counter to long-standing Supreme Court precedent. Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered the prosecution of seven leading opposition lawmakers for treason. The current president of the country's National Assembly, Juan Guaido, is not among them, but a former head of the body, Henry Ramos Alup, is. Representatives from Botswana, Namibia, South Africa and Zimbabwe are calling for the ban on the sale of ivory to be lifted. They argue that money from the trade can be used for conservation projects. They were speaking at a summit on elephant management. Iranian media say President Rouhani is to announce his country's commitment to the 2015 nuclear deal is diminishing. Wednesday marks a year since the US withdrew from the agreement. A police operation is underway in southwest France, where a gunman is believed to be holding three women hostage at a shop in the outskirts of Toulouse. Police do not believe there's a terrorist motive. The leader of an American self-empowerment group and alleged sex cult, Nexium, has gone on trial in New York on charges relating to racketeering, forced labour and sex trafficking. Keith Raniere has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Jean Vanier, who founded the L'Arche movement, which pioneered small communities of people with learning difficulties living with carers, has died in Paris. He was 90 years old. BBC News.